Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today are both Lydia Lang and Meredith Vogel, who are students at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor to be with you today.
So you are both female physics students, amazingly enough, because as I've talked about on the show before, there's a lower than to be expected ratio of women to men in the Department of Physics, something we've been trying to address. We noticed this last week that a woman won the Nobel Prize in Physics, the first woman to win the Nobel Prize in Physics in 55 years. Now, what do you guys think about that? Can you tell me a little bit about what that makes you think?
I think it should be exciting for women, but it shouldn't be surprising that a woman can win a prize.
I also agree with this. I think it's a really good event that has happened for women. It gives younger generations hope and more of a role model to look up to, and that it's not impossible to achieve this.
Right, okay. But when you say this whole idea, it shouldn't be surprising, why do you think people think it is surprising?
The physics field is mostly male-dominated, so whenever a woman wins, people say, oh, wow, that's amazing and so surprising. But it shouldn't be, because a woman can win. A woman can do just as much as a man, and it should happen more often.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about that, I will, on a future show, talk about Marie Curie and her daughter Irene, perhaps. Now, let's talk a little bit about your own journey. So if you could, Lydia and Meredith, tell us a little bit about how you kind of ended up in physics.
So I've always been more into physics. I've been interested in physics. Both my parents are chemists, and they've really pushed me to go into a STEM field. But really searching for career options, I always just looked for an option that really made me think, wow, this is cool, and kind of give me goosebumps when I figure it out. And so far, physics is really that only concept in general that gives me that feeling. When I understand a concept, I just get that wow feeling.
That's great. How about you, Meredith?
I transferred to Missouri State, and I originally went to college for fashion merchandising. And I feel as if I am more encouraged with the field that I'm pursuing now with my family, my grandma especially, because she really wanted me to go into the sciences. And I feel more challenged, and I feel really powerful that I am one of the few people in my class who's a woman.
Okay, so that goes right to the next question, which is, how have you been supported and or discouraged? Sometimes you hear tales where women in sciences, and I've had them on this show, where they've talked about specific instances of discouragement from men. So I don't know if you have those yet, but talk about support that you've gotten and the discouragement that you've encountered.
I haven't really encountered any discouragement, especially from males, more of just a surprise aspect. Like when I tell them what my major is in college is, wow, that's really different. Not really discouragement or really trying to pull me away from the field, just a general sense of surprise. But I've definitely felt more support from my family going into a STEM field especially, and I've just always had that support system for
me.
That's
great.
Yeah, I've had the same reaction as whenever I say my major, and they're like, wow, that's got to be so hard for your classes. And so I haven't been discouraged. I've definitely been encouraged by everybody. And I guess they do act in a surprised way.
Right.
Which
There's
is
this
interesting.
Overall surprise, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I would say, I don't think people mean it in a negative way, but it comes across a little bit that way sometimes. Well, what can we do to help? So one of the things we think about in our department is, how can we help? So what are things that you might think of that we could do that would help?
I would have loved to see adults from college come and talk to people that are in high schools. I think it would have been interesting to hear their stories and hear that sometimes they don't have a traditional path like me.
Well, that's good, because you can go out with me and do exactly that shortly at the high schools in the area, Lydia.
I do agree with that. I also think more exposure just in general to the STEM fields to girls. Coming from my high school, it was a very agriculture dependent area. So I definitely think more classes in the STEM fields would be a better option for exposure.
Those are both great ideas. I hate to tell you that we've run out to the end of our time. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And once again, this is Dave Cordioson for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.